My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we learn about death in Ghana. So listen and learn.
I go, so what did you have planned for the rest of the evening? She goes, nothing interesting. I have some bad news. I go, what's the news? She goes, remember my friend Rita, right? I go, yeah, the one you were staying with, correct? She goes, yeah. Her father died yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a nice cover for not talking to you for that day.
You know, I didn't even think of it like that. I never even thought of it like that.
Well, because I'm evil.
No, I just thought of it. I just thought of it as like, wow, she's sharing. If it's true.
Right.
And who would lie about a death, but then, you never know.
Death.
If it's true, she's sharing something with me.
Okay.
So if it's true, this is getting real.
And if it's fake, that's a nice cover for why she wasn't.
What am I
going to
do? I can't ask for a death certificate.
Yes, you can.
Show me the corpse.
The airlines.
I need a picture of that corpse.
It's your proof of death.
Exactly. My act. She goes, her father died yesterday. I go, I'm sorry. It seems like there's been a lot of death in your life lately. Please send her my condolences. She goes, okay, well, go, was he sick? She goes, yeah, for a while. I go, I'm sorry, love, big hug for you. She goes, thanks, hon. I go, I feel bad. When is the funeral? She goes, the elders of her family have to sit and meet to decide that. I go, how does that work in Ghanaian culture? I want to learn now.
Yeah, and so do I.
The elders decide when and where the funeral will be. I go, what goes into such a decision? She goes, that's the culture, but sometimes the children decide. I go, but how do you decide when? I want to learn about your culture so I can be better for you.
Oh.
She goes, they meet and decide on the cost and the convenient time for the funeral. You know, what works for everybody?
Yeah, it's like, oh, how are you doing? Now, Wednesday, you said you had a conflict.
You got a thing.
Now, this has got to sound really weird to you who's Jewish, and it's like.
Next day in the dirt.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's
drop it.
Drop everything.
Exactly.
And then drop the body.
Exactly. I go, oh, is Ghana getting involved in Mali? She goes, what? Don't get you. I go, I know a lot of stuff is going on in Mali, and the West African nations are sending troops. Just wanted to know if it affected Ghana. This is true. It's going on in January.
Yeah.
She goes, no, it's not. Don't even know what it's about. I go, really? Nigeria is sending 200 troops to get the Muslims out. She goes, oh, okay, I see. I go, see? I go, since you, I pay attention to Africa now.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, really? I can see that. Nice to know. I go, of course, I love you. Why wouldn't I want to know what affects your life? I'm sure I'm doling out that I love you.
I know.
I'm in love.
You're getting really lovey-dovey after being all Mr. Half-Hearted.
I do that. I play games.
Yeah, roller coaster.
I am.
Roller coaster man.
She does it too.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, yeah, she does. She played the biggest roller coaster of all. She lied.
I know. I'm just playing.
Don't make me feel like a jerk.
You're taking it personally. I'm talking to fake Davin. Oh, my God.
I go, you know what? She goes, that's because of me that you pay attention to African stuff. I go, you got a problem with that, Buster? She goes, nope. She goes, good. Otherwise, I would come to Ghana and beat your butt. I say that to her.
Yeah.
She goes, LOL. I go, glad I can make you laugh. Of course, why come to Ghana just to beat your butt? More fun things to do.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, that's true. I go, you're kind of quiet today. She goes, I feel kind of sad for my friend. I go, I'm sorry. Do you want me to let you go? She goes, I'm here. It's okay. Okay. I go, I don't want to bug you. She goes, I know, you are not. I think I should take a cold shower and rest. Maybe I will be fine after that. I go, okay, cold shower. Ouch. Do you prefer a hot shower, she asks. Indeed. Do you prefer cold? She goes, it's kind of hot now, so cold is okay for now, I guess. I go, you say so. I'm not taking a cold shower with you, in case you were wondering. A little honesty right there.
I know.
She goes, I know you're not. I go, how do you know? Maybe I'm so desperate to be with you that I will endure a cold shower.
Yeah.
She goes, you said yourself, it's nice to know you want to be with me. That should not even be in question anymore, I say. Of course I want to be with you. She goes, I also want to be with you.
Okay.
Oh.
I know. Let's have a pause.
I guess I will let you go take your icy shower. If you need somebody to talk to, you know where to find me.
While you're in the icy shower.
Yeah. And this is later on. That was 146.
Hey, you should feel good. She needed to take a cold shower.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I know.
Later on in the day. Hi, babe. I guess the shower did not make you feel much better. Sorry you and your friends and family are having to deal with so many losses lately. Wish there was something I could do or say to take away the pain. Wish I could hold you and make it better for you in some small way. All I can do is love you.
And then you sent her a link to Don't Fear the Reaper.
Huh? Why would I do that? So what do you think of that?
Well, you know what? Fake Davin was very compassionate there.
Don't roll your eyes. You rolled your eyes. You completely rolled.
I'm sorry. I'm not really buying Fake Davin stuff anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, because Fake Davin wouldn't... One
fake Davin.
Well, I have to differentiate between you and this schmuck who's talking to this girl. Well, because he is. Because one minute he's all lovey-dovey and I'm very compassionate and I'm nice to you. And next minute he's like, well, I'll let you go if you, you know.
Really? Out of all the things?
Oh, it bugs me.
It really does.
I'm taking it personally.
You know what? You know who needs to let it go? You need to let it go.
I guess I do.
Really? You're no longer in Fake Davin's corner.
No, see, so you're talking about how you get all involved in this. You see how I'm like, I only yell and scream during this segment. I'm like, what? Why'd you say that?
That really offended you.
It did.
But I.
I took it personally.
You did. All right.
I'm still a chick.
All right. Well, maybe this person is too.
Okay.
We know there's a chick involved.
Someplace.
We know there's a chick who's a mouthpiece. We don't know who's typing to me.
I don't know who you're still talking to.
But we know there was a chick involved.
There was at one point.
Yeah. Thursday, January 16th. So we're chit-chatting. I go, so busy, but so happy to see you. She goes, what?
Nothing.
Okay. She goes, nice, but what are you busily doing? Working and doing charity stuff. She goes, I see. Nice to know. Why is that? Nice to see I'm not a lazy bum. It was nice to see you're doing charity stuff. Of course, you know I try to give back when I can with my energy and abilities. I don't know what I was working on. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, how are you today? She goes, doing quite good. Thanks for asking. Awesome. What is going better for you? She goes, how are you doing? I'm fine. I guess that's better. Okay.
Wait, I have to stop you for a second. I think the last time you brought up charity work, mm-hmm. she immediately went to the money grab.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.